This is Al Simpson. One of America's Election Day biggest winners was term limits for Congress. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the election brought us a whirlwind of change in the halls of Congress. Not only will we now see 110 new faces in the House of Representatives, but term limits passed in all the 14 states where it was on the ballot, including Wyoming, where I supported it too. Ted, voters turned their hostility toward the Democrat Congress into real action. And if term limits get by the Supreme Court, it sure might help to clean out those old pipes that have clogged this system. Ted, during the election, you kept piping up about change, yet you've been in the Senate for over 3 decades and you oppose term limits. Well, pal, the voters got their change in the White House and also in the Congress, and they're coming full force after you in 94. That only gives you 2 more years to pass that dreadful campaign finance reform to try to rig the system for Democrat incumbents. Hear those heavy footsteps behind you, pal? It's voters.
Al, if you're so all fired up about term limits, how come you're still in the Senate? You had your 2 terms. Shouldn't you be making way for some other right-winger? There's less than meets the eye to those term limit victories in the states. They're protest votes. They're sending a message to Congress to shape up or else. But term limits are not the answer. They throw out the good with the bad. They're fundamentally undemocratic. People should be free to vote for anyone they want. We already have the right kind of term limit, Al, the right to vote. If elected officials aren't responsive to the people, if incumbents aren't doing the job, voters don't hesitate to choose someone else. That's what happened to George Bush on Election Day and to many incumbents in Congress. The system may not be working as well as it should, Al, but don't fix it the wrong way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the mandate of the 1992 election. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.